Jersey TV.
Yeah, I was watching the final performance, the final song actually of the Monkees farewell tour. It was at the Greek Theater, LA. I think it was this month. And the last one I did was I'm a Believer. I was a fan of the Monkees as a kid, of course. I was a fan of the Beatles and the Monkees and Batman. All that good stuff. 1966 was a hell of a year, let me tell you. That song is so poignant. It was originally sung by, of course, Mickey Dolenz. There are only two of the original Monkees left, Mike Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz. One of the most poignant lines is, "What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain." I mean, that's almost the anti-anthem of the body of Christ. I was going to say anthem, but I hope that's not our anthem. I hope that's not our major plea. But in the minor notes, we have this total frustration where you try and you try and you try. And it seems sometimes that everywhere you turn, the harder you try and everywhere you turn, when you need sunshine, what do you get? You get rain. Yeah. What's the use of trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Think of all the people in the Bible who could have said that. Let's start with numero uno, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He had to look around him as all his friends fled. His father said nothing to him in the Garden of Gethsemane, basically, after he poured his heart out. There had to have been a part of him that says, what's the use of trying? I mean, all I get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. There's the anthem of the cross. The Apostle Paul, in prison at the end of his life, all in Asia forsook him. One person is left with him, Luke. What's the use of trying? Really, what's the use? What's the use? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. But the strange thing is, you could go on and on and on and on. Every single freaking person in the Bible. Every good person, every well-meaning person, every person with faith, the apostles, Jeremiah, Daniel. But the name of the song, oddly enough, is I'm a Believer. I'm a Believer. The beginning of the song goes, I thought love was only true in fairy tales. See, now we're getting to the original meaning of the song. But I'm going to take us to the original meaning and then bring it back to the scriptural truth here. I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Yeah. And then for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Or maybe it's halted all my dreams. I've never been quite sure of that lyric. Somebody look it up for me. Disappointment halted all my dreams. But then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. Well, that's a nice thing that happens to the hypothetical person in the song. Love continuously disappoints. Love continuously dashes the hopes. Why is it that only people in fairy tales get love? What the hell's the matter down here? What the hell's the matter down here? But then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. So think of Jesus Christ. For the joy set before him, he endures the cross. Whose face does he see? Well, the face of God. Perhaps our faces. Perhaps those he was dying for, he saw. Paul's in prison in Rome, last days of his life. He said, no one stood with me at my last defense, but the Lord stood with me. Then I saw his face. Now I'm a believer. There's one thing wrong with that song. You know what it is, I think. You see her face, then you're a believer? Sounds like people at the Great White Throne. Disappointments all through life. Needed sunshine, got rain. You die, now you're at the Great White Throne. Heaven and earth have fled. The veil is lifted. There's God and Christ on the throne. The majesty of the glory. Oh, now I'm a believer. Oh, whoop-de-doo. No kidding. You're a believer now? Oh, whoa, that's really something. Not really, no. That's belief by sight, not faith. How about, I'm a believer. Then I saw her face. How would that go? Then I saw her face. I'm a believer. And then I saw her face. Yeah. I'm a believer. Then I saw her face. That's how you do it now. You're a believer before you see the face. We are going to see the face of Christ. But we don't wait till then to be a believer. God makes us a believer now. But the common experience of all the saints, the common experience of our Lord and Savior himself, is thinking that this wonderful life is true. This wonderful life that everybody wants, true only in fairy tales. And it's always true for somebody else. Everybody else has got the good life, not for me. It seems like love itself is out to get me, to screw me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment halted all my dreams. Disappointment. Had dreams, disappointment, crash. Had another dream, disappointment, crash. Had another dream, disappointment, crash. But then I saw her face. My love, my one and only, my true love. And now I'm a believer. To be a believer before you see the face, that's the thing. We can't do it apart from divine enablement, because God himself gives the faith. And while disappointment is halting all your dreams now, it will not always be that way. No, because God defers. This is one thing I don't like about God, but it's his way, not mine. Got to go with it. He defers all payment, all pleasure until later. Deferred, deferred, deferred. And the criminals in the world, the terrible people, they don't get their due in this world. Now they go free, they make money, they're rich, they're famous, and they're criminals. Did I mention that? Yeah, they're criminals, and they're all these other things because their judgment is deferred until later, later, later. Always with the later. That's God's favorite word. Later. Ugh. Hey, God, what?
Later.
But God, I did it.
Later. Later, later.
What about that?
Later.
What about?
Later.
You like that word, God? Yeah, oh yeah, he likes that word. But, all of our frustration, including mine here live on this show, God overlooks it. He says, I know. Don't, just trust me. Don't condemn yourself. You know, even Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain on the cross. Even the Rolling Stones admit that in their song, Sympathy for the Devil. I would say when Jesus Christ had his moment, doubt and pain, well, Jesus Christ had it. What did God do? He fulfilled his dreams, his expectations. Oh, yeah, he had them in this life, but they were all disappointed. Weeps over Israel. Tries to get his friends to understand what's happening. No, they're dunces. They don't understand anything. Disappointment, disappointment. He needed sunshine, he got rain. Looked for faith. One time he got faith. The woman at the well. Thrilled to death. That's not the only time. The centurion wanted his son healed. It was always people of the nations, always people outside of Israel were the ones who showed faith. That's why he said, I've not seen such faith in, even in Israel. Even in Israel. How about, of course you're not going to see it in Israel. Same today, same today. The outcast, the outcast, the outcast. we delight him, because in spite of needing sunshine and getting rain, in spite of disappointment holding all our dreams, we have the faith to believe that our payment is coming. Our payment's coming. It's deferred, but it's coming. And it's a load. It's a royal load. I wish God would portion it out as we go. That would be nice. Just portion it out a little bit. Can't you just give us an even little distribution? No. That's not the way. No. Disappointment holds all your dreams. You need sunshine, you get rain, but when the payoff comes, it's going to be so heavy. The glory, the happiness, the joy, that we're going to need new bodies to contain it.